Our next item is an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 25, Section 115-179B of the Code of Sussex County entitled Height Regulations in Regard to the Height of Certain Buildings.
This is the one we had the hearing.
So there it is, yeah. This was deferred at a previous meeting. So if there's anyone that has a motion, would like to start some discussion, now would be a good time.
I would like to start the discussion in that, as I recall the last meeting, we agreed that we would get a workshop first and have that discussion and then bring the motion back. And I'm a little...
Well, I think procedurally what we have to do is what we're being asked to do, I think, is to act on the motion. The way to effect the same thing would be to recommend against the motion with the request for a workshop. That way everything stays the same until you have your workshop, which is essentially what you're advocating when you say defer action until we have a workshop.
Because we have to act on it within 45 days for the recommendation, just like anything else.
We met, and the public hearing was on 14th.
14th, right.
Well, gentlemen, I in particular, am opposed to having just a carte blanche 30 or 60-foot height building requirement or restriction, given that historically we've always been operating under the premise of a 42-foot. I'd hate to see a bunch of buildings pop up while we're waiting to have a workshop or conclusion of a workshop, which then would result in an ordinance being proposed, which now we're months down the road. I think, at least that's been my impression on the however many years I've been blessed with being on the commission, that it was also 42-foot. Having said that, of course, there's been a couple that slipped by me as 60-foot because all the requirements of the code as we understood it, which actually turned out to be 60-foot because of this semi-public use. And although I understand how it's been interpreted, anything can be semi-public. I mean, if I invite my neighbors in, does that make it semi-public?
Not anything.
But anything of a commercial nature on the first floor being semi-public? You know, if I have my office building on the first floor, does that make it a semi-public?
That's why we need to have a workshop. That's why we need to talk about it. But I don't know that there's any great pent-up demand for 60-foot buildings right now. I don't think there's going to be anything that's going to...
Well, we had one withdrawn and another one that was kind of a fuzzy, hand-drawn almost diagram of another 60-foot that was on our agenda not too long ago, and they got pulled. You know, while we're waiting around, how many more might try to get shoved through under that concept? So I'm in favor of the motion of limiting it to the 42 feet. And not to have the current 60 feet.
I would suggest to you, if it happens that way, that you'll never see the workshop. Workshop will never happen.
Okay.
That's my concern, is that if you just go back and say, oh yeah, that's what we meant, then the issue is not going to get visited because those who want to limit it will have gotten what they wanted without the benefit of a workshop. You know, without giving some thought. You know, this idea that one size fits all and that these things should be easy just doesn't work. It's like buffers. You can't pick a number because it differs. They're going to be, and I think we need to grow up and start addressing some of those issues instead of trying to find the easy fix.
One thing that we're beat up on a lot at the commission and the council, I think, is like here is being consistent. And you know, we try to make our decisions in a consistent manner, and sometimes that's definitional, what's consistent and what isn't. But What is inconsistent is to say that a public building is okay at 60 and a private building isn't. I mean, in that just broad stroke, you're saying that for some reason government or quasi-government can do something that private citizens can't? There has to be some circumstances where the private 60-foot is just as valuable and does such a service as a public 60-foot building, whether it be a hospital or a fire company or whatever. It's just inconsistent. I agree with Chairman Wheatley that if we were to recommend approval of it and it was approved, that we would never actually seriously discuss where 60-foot is appropriate under whatever use, whether it's a public building or whether it's a private building either. And there's got to be a place for both at some point. In regard to whether we're going to have a flush of 60-foot building applications, I would say if that was going to occur, it would have already occurred. Because anybody that knows that this issue is here knew that within just two meetings, that could pass and change. So if they were worried about getting a permit in or start their permitting process for 60-foot, they would have already done that. So I don't see the need to be worried about chasing a horse that's out of the barn and just standing still. You know, I would rather see us go ahead and recommend denial, let the council do what they think is best, and they have the wisdom more than us, apparently, because that's their ultimate decision. But I think a workshop and doing, you know, actually thinking about this in a more thorough manner is an appropriate thing to do.
Gentlemen, my thoughts were sort of like Mr. Burton's. I thought we were, these were my thoughts that we were going to work towards having a workshop. And today I navigated through the new county website and re-listened to the audio that we had during the public hearing and during the discussion afterwards. And I guess I'd like to ask a question. This may be following up with what you said about the private sector public. This ordinance or ordinance amendment does not have any effect on the RPCs. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, RPCs, so, there's a separate section of the code that talks about that.
So an RPC, I could develop an RPC and have a, under the, what is that, a unique design or creative design, I could request to have 60-foot. Is that correct?
Well, there's not even really a 60-foot cap on RPCs. It would just have to be approved just like the commission can modify setbacks and other stuff on RPCs.
So this doesn't address the RPCs. Is that something we should think about at some point in the future?
It's a separate issue. If it needs to be thought about, it would have to be dealt with separately in the future.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The other thought was, I listened to Mr. Lang's opening comments about that he'd received, I believe it was three letters, one from a developer that had purchased a project, I believe down where Social Security's going, and the other was from the mayor of Dewey Beach.
Yeah.
And your remarks came back and said, you sort of refuted her letter in saying we weren't closing a loophole, and the other was about the EDUs. And
no, my comment on her letter was she was suggesting that we were increasing the height to 60 feet.
Okay.
And that's not what we're doing. It says 60 feet. There's no increase. There's not any, you know, action in that regard.
Yep. And reason why I took this little trip down memory lane was because I was kind of surprised to see it on the agenda, and I was kind of caught up in the holidays, and I had to refresh the discussion that we had. I think, Mr. Lang, you said that Mr. Izzo said that the hotel in question that had sort of brought this to the forefront was within the EDUs, is that correct, of their design criteria?
The county engineer review of site plans, et cetera, relates to EDUs, and if they're limited to 12 units per acre for EDUs, they're still only going to get 12 units per acre for EDUs. So it doesn't really change. The height isn't an issue. It's only the EDUs that they look at.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's 42 or 60, depending on the number of floors and how many EDUs, are still going to be based on that 12 as a max.
Right.
So it depends on the zoning, how many EDUs you get per site.
Well, I would like to see a workshop, and I wouldn't like to see what Mr. Ross and the chairman would say with that the issue of a workshop would go away. But I think to have a workshop that had real merits, it may take a year to go to completion to have all the stakeholders that I would like to see at the workshop. I wouldn't want to see a workshop of just this group here and county council. I think it to have merits, whether you agree or not, should have someone from DLDOT, maybe public transportation, our engineering department, that would give us comments so we could write something that would that we could be proud of. Like Mr. Johnson said, I assumed all along that the ordinance said what it meant, and now we're finding out that it doesn't. I think I would lean towards what Mr. Johnson, I would like to sort of have the ordinance say what at least I thought that it did, and we do have in place a vehicle to make exceptions. Is that correct? That I think one of the comments Mr. Wheatley made on the 14th was that there was a building that went to the Board of Adjustment.
Well, you always have that option. If it's a number in the code, then it can be an appeal to the Board of Adjustment to get a variance from that 42-foot. It could be higher.
Yeah.
And you have to go to the board. But you have to change the ordinance, because right now the ordinance allows for the public, semi-public buildings to have an exception up to 60-foot. Yeah. We just didn't see many.
Basically, that's the issue here.
I'm bothered by the characterization of it as a loophole, as somebody's trying to fool somebody. Nobody's trying to fool anybody. It's been in the code from the beginning. It's just been that in recent years that there's been a need for a building that tall. So that's why that the folks who are building these things are accessing that portion of our code. Nobody's trying to fool anybody. And I have difficulty with it being characterized, and I have difficulty with us acting on it in this manner that appears that we're trying to close a loophole that doesn't exist. There's not a loophole. It's what our code says. And how do we make a recommendation to accept it and then say, but I think we should have a workshop on it? Well, you've just ruled on it. You've just said what you wanted, so now you're going to have a workshop? So that's what's going to happen to your workshop. That's going to be the reaction, is we need a workshop for you guys already recommended approval.
Well, Mr. Wheatley did say one thing that he made reference that it's always been there. And before the hearing, I went back and looked, and it's been in the ordinance since January 1st, 71. That same clause, basically the same wording, almost word for word.
Well, the difference is that, you know, as the chairman pointed out when we first discussed it, it costs to go up. And the economies of doing something just didn't allow to go up. But today, as I understand it, and I'm not an expert on it, if you want to build a hotel and you can't go to 60 foot, you're not going to build it. You're not going to compete. Because you just, it doesn't work. And so, you know, so the economics have just met the ordinance. It's not that the ordinance changed. The economics have finally fallen within the ordinance. And now you're seeing, you know, a couple of them go up. But it's not a wild herd.
And it isn't like you're going to see this big influx of buildings taller than 42 feet. What you're going to see is you're going to see buildings taller than 42 feet where it makes sense to do it, where it makes economic sense to do it. And it costs money to go up, so people are not going to go up unless they don't have any other way to get where they need to be. So I'm not too worried about there being a stampede of taller buildings. And I don't think it should be just anything goes, but I think we need to take a reasoned approach to how we do this, you know. That's all I'm suggesting.
Well, not for a selfish purpose, but just for information, we're going to have to act. If we don't act tonight, I won't be at the next two meetings to participate.
I think we have to act tonight.
Yeah, because it can't go on.
I don't think we have another meeting. I think
the next meeting.
Yeah. Well, one thing about it, obviously the group is divided on the issue. We need to get a motion out there and make it happen. And either way, it's going to go up to county council as a split vote, and hopefully that would have some meaning to them.
That's not a bad thing.
You know, hopefully that would have some meaning to them.
So then if we voted against it, and included in our recommendation the request to have a a workshop.
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible to address the issues, then I think that would answer, that would address some of my concerns.
Well, I wouldn't want a motion that didn't have the workshop in it. That's what I'm trying to get to. To me, whether for or against isn't as important as having the workshop.
Right.
I just don't know any other way to get it.
And the feeling is that if we vote against it, it's more likely to have a workshop than we vote for it.
Kind of think so, because it kind of, someone can say then, well, what do we need a workshop for? We've already said this is what you want.
But on the flip side, they can say, well, gee, the council's voted for, in favor, against the motion, and the motion and the height limit stands at 60 feet. Why have a workshop then?
Because I think there'll still be a fair amount of pressure to want to do something different. Okay? There'll be a fair amount of pressure to want to do something different, and that will bring the parties together.
But would it require a majority of the council to
I think with workshops, even the commission can get that workshop process started.
We can start one of those.
Yeah. One thing, too, just before we go, and this kind of goes, I think, to Marty's point about consistency. Shane brought up the fact, because there's places all over the code that deal with height. In the HR zone, hotels, motels, and Holiday Inns are permitted, to quote old Sugar Hill Gang song, sorry.
That was pretty good, man.
Anyway, but they're entitled to go up to 52 feet. In HR. So you could right now go build one 252 feet in HR.
And not
8 feet short of the 60 anyway. I mean, there's not a ton of HR around, really, but, there is some, though.
So really, the height discussion should be
across the whole ordinance. Across the board.
Yeah, all the way across.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But a motion in favor would be to make it schools, churches, and libraries. A motion against would leave it.
Motion against leaves it as it is.
Yeah.
With the requirement for a workshop. Please. Okay, somebody has to run it up the flagpole, and then we'll count how many salute.
I've got something in my smartphone.
I know that some of you feel very strongly both ways.
If nobody else is going to throw any mud on the wall, I'm one to do that, so I don't mind. I'm not too proud to get shot down.
You have to get the horse out of the barn standing.
I thought that was pretty good for a spur of the moment, Mike.
It was.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend against the adoption of the ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 25, Section 115-179B of the Code of Sussex County entitled, quote, height regulations, end of quote, in regard to the height of certain buildings. The current ordinance current ordinance appropriately permits certain structures to be constructed to a height of 60 feet, provided that additional setbacks are implemented and the use is permitted in the underlying district. Further, it is the desire of the commission that a more thorough and comprehensive discussion of this ordinance take place via workshops in the future.
Well, we have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second? Mr. Ross, it appears that your motion has died for lack of a second.
My horse got kicked.
That's right. Should have stayed in the barn. All right, then. Anybody else want to give it a try?
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion I'd like to propose. And I move that we recommend in favor of the adoption of the ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 25, Section 115-179B of the Code of Sussex County entitled Height Regulations in regard to the height of certain buildings. The ordinance amendment states that only government buildings, schools, hospitals, and institutions can be constructed to a height of 60 feet if the use is permitted in the underlying zoning district. However, in making this recommendation, it is also my recommendation that the county council schedule a workshop as soon as possible to have a more comprehensive discussion of height requirements in the county to determine if there are appropriate locations for taller structures and how taller structures may relate to existing and future infrastructure needs, such as traffic, sewer, water, parking, open space, and other issues.
I'll second that motion.
Question. Can that recommendation for a workshop also include the Board of Adjustment be included in that workshop? Or
sure.
Would we be acting out of our power to advise or tell the Board of Adjustment?
No, I mean, you could recommend it. County Council would have to set it up, or we can set it up. I mean, there's no reason you couldn't include
Board of Adjustment.
Is
there a part of the
overall?
A huge part of the process.
Well, then I would add to my motion that as part of this workshop, that not only would the County Council and the Planning and Zoning Commission participate, but also that the Board of Adjustment and appropriate county agencies, such as the Engineering Department, be included in that workshop.
I'll second that one again.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of the ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Article 25, Section 115-179B of the Code of Sussex County, entitled Height Regulations in Regard to the Height of Certain Buildings, with the provision for a workshop as stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. Call the roll. Mr. Burton?
I vote in favor of the motion.
Okay. Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Ross?
No.
Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Chair votes no. The motion carries 3-2.